Each week at this time, we present the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. And this week, our feature interview is on Partners Behavioral Health Management. We have the pleasure of welcoming in studio this morning the CEO, who is Rhett Melton. Good morning, Rhett.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
When it comes to Partners, you've got offices that already exist in Gastonia, Hickory, and Elkin. You're serving 8 counties in the region overall. That includes here in Rutherford County. Is that correct?
Rutherford will be our 9th county that we add effective July 1st, but we currently do serve 8 counties.
So there'll be a lot of things happening here in Rutherford, and we'll talk more specifically about that in a moment. So what is the mission of Partners?
So Partners is a regional behavioral health management company. So our charge is to make sure that consumers who need mental health, substance use disorder, or intellectual and developmental disability care have access to quality care. If you boiled our mission statement down into 4 words, what we're all about, what Partners is all about, is we're about improving lives and strengthening communities. And so because we know that the population that we serve is really some of our community's most vulnerable individuals, and so we have an opportunity to make sure they have the same quality of life that you and I look to have.
Getting back here to Rutherford County, who's now going to be a part of Partners as well, what are some changes that will be happening in Rutherford, and how are you guys playing a part in that?
Sure. So effective July 1st, Rutherford County, as I mentioned, will join Partners. That will be responsible for making sure those things for our mission happen here in the county as well. And so initially, our hope is that there's not a lot of changes that individuals see. And our pledge through this process has been, if consumers or individuals who are getting care now are happy with where they're getting it and happy with what they're getting, that will transition over to us. And that's been part of our process. The providers that are providing that care, our hope is that those providers also continue over with us. So the initial goal is to make this a smooth transition for continuity of care for the individuals that get care and continuity of service delivery for the providers. And then we hope to really collaborate with the county to figure out what is missing in the county. What is the county, what would they like to see more of? What would they like to see different? And we've begun that process. We've had a lot of meetings with key community stakeholders in the county over the last 4 or 5 months. I mean, the county involvement is tremendous. I mean, there is a large group of individuals from the county commissioners to the county manager to the sheriff and the district attorney, health department director, Department of Social Services, United Way director. That core group of people have just been plugged in to everything about this transition. So our hope is to use that platform to really grow services after the transition occurs.
Those long-standing relationships with some of the groups you mentioned and others, that kind of assistance is important, I take it.
It is. And that really, and when you talk about Partners and you talk about Partners model and how we operate, that really does describe us. We often talk about our name being Partners, but we talk more about that's our philosophy, that we want to partner with the community. We want to be collaborative with those key community stakeholders. So those relationships, those key community leaders are critical because, you know, it's not just behavioral health operating in a vacuum or a silo. You know, these individuals that we're serving have other needs. You know, they have food needs, they have transportation needs, job training needs, healthcare needs. So it's important that the entire community work together. And again, Partners is very impressed with that collaboration that already exists here in Rutherford County and just that interest for those individuals to make life better for their citizens.
Our guest on WNCW right now is CEO Rhett Melton. We're talking about Partners Health Management. They're serving 8 counties in North Carolina within our region, and that will soon include Rutherford County, which will make number 9. Rhett, if we're doing like a checklist of the many things that you're helping with, then we know that involves the category of mental health and addiction. Something that's in the news constantly these days is the opioid epidemic, isn't it?
Right, it absolutely is. And it's really affects everybody. It affects all parts of a community. So Partners' philosophy, again, about that is we're a part of that solution. You know, we're not the solution, nor is law enforcement. You know, law enforcement's not going to arrest our way out of the problem that we have. And Partners and our providers are not going to treat our way out of the epidemic. But it's going to take everybody coming together, from talking about prescribing practices for physicians to alternative medicines so that people don't get addicted to opioids and other medications, to opportunity for people to have different types of income that are using that as their way of living. So it really is. That is a significant, debilitating disease for the individual, but the cost of the community is great as well. And it really does have a ramification throughout all parts of our community. So that is a top priority of partners. And we're doing a lot of good things in our other counties. And there's a lot of good things going on here now within the county. And we hope to continue that and continue to build upon that.
One of the things that Partners does and offers is forums on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. you've had some in some of the other counties recently. Talk a little bit about the forums and then take us into what will be coming up here as far as Rutherford County.
Great. Thank you. So, yeah, we Partners traditionally has opportunities that we try to do throughout the counties and really look to the counties to see what topics those are. We've done a couple of forums on opioids throughout the last year or two. We've done other topics and forums on social determinants of health. And so those will continue, and we look to include Rutherford County in those. But specific to Rutherford County, over the last 4 months, we've had 12 different forums here in the county to help consumers and individuals and citizens learn about the transition. And forums, one forum was specific to the providers that are going to be transitioning. We worked with the NAMI Association here to help put those together. So a lot of the forums that we've experienced locally over the last, few months have been targeted to learning about this transition and making it happen. We have another opportunity for that coming up next on the 18th. There's going to be two different forums, and those are really targeted more for the families and individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so we look forward to those kind of being the last of this series before go live July the 1st.
In your experience, what would you say to someone who might be listening this morning that says, I feel like there's someone within my household that needs a helping hand? How do I speak out? What do I do? What kind of advice would you give?
So first of all, I'd say I'm glad that somebody's recognizing that, because one of the challenges that we have in our field is the stigma. And that's our biggest barrier to people getting care. And in our world, the stigma really affects it from two standpoints, if you will. First, the individual, because as a society, we've kind of said that this is different. This is not a normal medical need. So people are less apt to get care. Sometimes they're embarrassed about reaching out. So the stigma affects the individual from seeking care. But secondarily, it affects, to your point, it affects those others around us to say, hey, I think you need help. We're very quick to go up to our neighbor or go up to a coworker and say, you don't look like you're feeling well, or you look like you're limping. But if we think they might be depressed, we think they might be kind of withdrawing, we don't talk about that, and we need to talk about that more. So somebody that sees an opportunity to help somebody, I would say the first step is to reach out and contact the professionals. And so for Partners, that would be to call our toll-free number. That's 888-235-HOPE, easy to remember. That's an avenue for anybody to learn more about how do I help somebody, or for that individual to reach out and get help themselves.
Perhaps somebody also could go to your website for details, correct?
Correct. So Partners website, there's a couple of different ways specifically for the Rutherford County community. Partners website, www.partnersbhm, the acronym for behavioral health management.org. But for Rutherford County specifically, Rutherford _questions@partnersbhm.org. Both of those will get you there.
Fantastic. Partners serving Burke, Catawba, Cleveland, Gaston, Iredell, Lincoln, Surrey, Yadkin, and just days away from Rutherford as well. CEO Rhett Melton of Partners, thank you for being with us today.
Right. Thank you again for the opportunity. I appreciate that.
That is our Friday feature interview of the week from WNCW. A reminder that these broadcasts are also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org.